Whip it good. But the thing to remember is there is no whip. Hey, everybody, I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle on Whipgate, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Gentlemen, this is one of those stories. It's not even a story. It's a bad reporter's misinterpretation of photographs she saw leading up to just the silliest blue check mafia mainstream media self-beclowning self-own since I don't know when. So in case you haven't seen, we're now being told that it's a scene out of Planet of the Apes down on our Texas border where bad guys riding horses carrying bullwhips are whipping the good guys back across the river. Except it's not happening. We get those stills up for you. So as near as I can put this together, gentlemen, Martha Piskowski, who is the environmental watchdog reporter at the El Paso Times currently, but she also has bylines at places like The Guardian, did no actual reporting on this story. What she saw were some Getty or AP images of Border Patrol agents, mounted Border Patrol agents, on their horses trying to chase these Haitian immigrants back across the river. They'd come over to get some lunch, and you can clearly see them carrying their takeout food. So the guys on horseback chasing these other guys across the river, and some of the photos are pretty dramatic. I liked it. But we get this language from Martha, who I believe is 27 years old and knows literally nothing, said or wrote that the agent swung his whip menacingly, charging his horse toward the men in the river who were trying to return to an encampment under the International Bridge in Del Rio. So, Scott, as you can probably imagine, every newspaper, every TV outlet, everybody picked up on this story that had, as far as I can tell, no original reporting, just a misinterpretation of a couple of dramatic photographs. And MSNBC went so far, they're always my favorite for this kind of thing, went so far as to describe the poor Haitians carrying their only belongings in little plastic bags when clearly it's takeout food. And Joy Ann Reed wanted to know, are these images from 2020 or 1851?
I'm wondering, is those containers that they were keeping all their belongings in, does it keep the hot side hot and the cold side cold?
Mick BLT jokes never get old. This is science.
Yeah, this is fascinating because as a former journalist and a guy who actually has a diploma laying around here somewhere that has the word journalism on it, we were drilled in school that in order to write a story, you needed to have an eyewitness account, and then you needed to have a corroborating account. So you wouldn't just take one eyewitness account. You'd want to make sure you could back that up with somebody else who had access to the primary facts in the situation so that you could report that accurately. So it didn't snap back later and have people being able to criticize you because you went off the tail of some fabulist who made something up. Now, apparently, all you need to justify publishing a story is that a story has already been published. If you look at the mainstream media, it's just this vast echo chamber of, you know, CNN reports that the Washington Post reports that the El Paso Times reports that something happened. And if you trace it all the way back, going through the entire, you know, lineage, the genealogy of that story comes down to, and then somebody saw a photograph that was texted to them on somebody's smartphone or something, and that was the primary witness, somebody who wasn't even there. So that's problem number one. You know, problem number two, when they describe this, you know, the guy on horseback was chasing the Haitians who were trying to return to the other side of the river. My guess is the Haitians were hastily trying to return to the other side of the river because the guy on horseback was chasing them. It wasn't like they were already headed back and the guy said, hey, I got an idea. You see where those Haitians are headed back to where they belong? Let's chase them back to where they belong. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense at all. And then finally, as someone who did a modest amount of horseback riding as a kid, we at any given time, we always owned at least one horse, and we had friends and neighbors who had horses, and so we would go back in the woods and ride these horses. People who ride horses and have the kind of relationship that a Border Patrol agent who professionally rides a horse has with that horse— don't do a lot of whipping anyway. I mean, first of all, he wouldn't have a whip in his hand. Secondly, as Steve described in our backstage episode, likely what the reporter saw was the extra leather from the reins that is just a gentle...
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and it's just the way you steer the horse. And if you're a professional at that, you're not jerking that thing back and forth and pulling the horse's head around. The horse only needs the slightest little twitch in the corner of his mouth to know that you want him to go to the right or to the left. And you don't beat the horse with the leather. Your knees and your heels and a little bit of a tug on the inside of the mouth does all the work. And it's very rare that anybody who's a real horseman would be using that as a whip. And so basically what we're talking about here is guys riding horses using the reins like normal people do, telling people who were violating the law that they needed to get back to the other side of the river. And now I do want to know what kind of food drew them across. You know, was it like some American fast food, or was it
Chick-fil-A?
That's right.
The people stand in line for anything for Chick-fil-A.
Exactly. And I'll bet... after they got that Chick-fil-A food and were headed back across the river, the kind Chick-fil-A teenager said, "It was my pleasure."
You know what? If it was a South Texas taco truck, I bet it was totally worth all the hassle.
Absolutely.
Totally. Bill, my favorite response from the right on this came from Stephen Miller, who said, "Ignore 12,000 people taking shelter under a desert overpass in 100-degree heat for 4 days, but one blue check mischaracterizes a photo of a Border Patrol agent, and suddenly it's Django Unchained happening." And, Bill, I have to ask you, Django Unchained, is that a good description of our news media? Overpaid actors hyping and peddling obviously fake blood and gore?
To me, the most outrageous part of this story is the actual writing. Could you just read that one little snip you read earlier? I just got to refresh my memory.
Oh, yeah. This is good stuff. Here we go. "The agent swung his whip menacingly, charging his horse toward the men in the river who were trying to return to an encampment under the International Bridge in Del Rio." Hope I did that justice.
"Magna cum laude at the Randolph Scott School of Creative Writing at James Fenimore University." she should be arrested. She should be arrested just for that style. You know, it reminds me, I saw not too long ago, I think it was a reporter from 60, it was probably CNN, who was going down to a shooting range to determine about the danger of these AR-15s, these weapons of war. And after having had an instructor explaining to him patiently the difference between these settings, he says, "Okay, I'm about to now fire full semi-auto." And you know, you could see the guy in the background. You could see the guy in the background just kind of going, you know, like. So you apparently she got this picture off of Getty Images
Getty
or something
or
like
AP,
that.
Wait
till she hears that nuclear war has already happened. American cities are deserted. Wait till she hears that zombies stalk the earth. I've seen all those pictures on Getty Images. A lot of news out there left to report. You know, it makes you wonder how much of it's not exclusively liberals, but it is mostly liberals who have that outrage thing, you know, and it's like, okay, well, there's another outrage that we must be outraged about. And parenthetically, if I understand correctly I haven't seen the pictures, but you say this was a guy basically just using reins. The reins were in the air, right?
It's clear that these are the reins on the horse. There's no whip, no whipping, none
of that. This is just my question. My question is, reins are a closed loop that connect to the bridle, yeah?
You know, when I rode as a kid, we'd sometimes have the reins. They'd usually be tied together, but you could also untie them. So
my point is, was there an open end that you could whip with? Because it seems to me like every time I've seen reins, they were bundled together. My point is, I don't even think from a picture she knows what a whip is.
No.
You know?
You would never mistake. I mean, a whip is, you know, woven leather. This is the rein connected
it's
to
just a
bridle.
Strap.
In a horse's mouth.
Well, could have been worse. She could have written that Border Patrol agents were snapping towels at fleeing Haitians, and then the outrage, you know, could continue.
Hey,
but it's
sting.
All those layers of editors and fact checking that makes mainstream journalism the standard, the gold standard that it is today.
Yeah. And by the way, there's one account on Twitter. I'll see if I can find this link later that has collected all of these blue checks, breathlessly repeating this fake news. And of course, Twitter is letting this stuff just sit there on Twitter. You say something about COVID they don't like, they'll make you take down the tweet or cancel your account or suspend your account or put one of those false news flags on there so that nobody can share what you tried to say. None of that is happening with this obviously fake news. The director of, the Secretary of Homeland Security, what's his name, Mayorkas, he had to make a email statement to Fox News basically saying, oh, we're going to get to the bottom of this. They shouldn't have whips, blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, this is a terrible... This is a terrible reporting job by Martha Piskowski. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Just terrible. It's narrative setting. It's not reporting. She should absolutely be fired in an insane world, in a world of 30 years ago. She would have been fired for this kind of thing. Sadly, today, we live in a media that isn't paid much attention to. You look at the numbers for the big TV news networks, and it's gone nothing but decline for the last 30 years. And the cable networks are a fraction of the broadcast networks. So this is a very small slice of America that these people still reach. But there's enough money left in preaching to the choir, the shrinking, shrieking choir, that they can stay in business. It's a smaller business for sure, but they can stay in business as long as they keep getting narratives, fake news, and whipgate garbage from reporters like Martha Piskowski. It's a damn shame. That's Your Right Angle on that, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.